1 Corinthians chapter 1. Out of love and respect, one last time, would you stand together if you're physically able? And we'll read beginning in verse 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. It says here, "Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ." That's enough right there, amen. That's enough right there to be faithful, isn't it? "I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ." There's more grace. That's a good blessing. "That in everything ye are enriched by Him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. So that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall confirm you unto the end." There it is again. "That you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ." Listen, not sinless. Amen. You're not going to be sinless. Right. But in that day when you stand before Christ, you're going to be blameless. In other words, your sins are already atoned for. You're already justified by His grace. Glory to God. That's good stuff. Amen. "God is faithful," verse 9, "by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of His Son Jesus Christ our Lord." It was God that called us into the fellowship of His Son Jesus Christ. It was God that called us unto Himself. So that we would draw near through this fellowship. Let's pray. Father, we pray for your help this morning. Again, we ask you, God, to be with us. Speak to our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for this time together. Thank you for your blessed word, your precious Holy Spirit. I pray, Father, now you'd bind the devil, remove all distractions, God. Help us to hear from you. Oh, God, we need to hear that still small voice. We long to hear it once more, speaking to our hearts, including, Lord God, the rebuking if we need it. But Lord God, keep exhorting and encouraging and edifying your saints, I pray today. Use me, fill me. I love you and I thank you for the privilege and the honor it is, Lord God, to stand before these precious people whom I love dearly, who I know you've died for. So Lord, please help me to be a strength and help to them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Again, I want to talk to you a little bit more about drawing near through the fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ, the fellowship of His Son, God's Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our verse, of course, is Psalm 73:28. I hope that every one of you will memorize this verse. "It is good for me to draw near to God." Why? "I put my trust in the Lord God." Amen? And that's what it's all about, that I may declare all thy works. Drawing near to God is always going to put us closer to fellowship with God. It's always going to put us in closer fellowship. Remember I showed you a handshake last week? That's a picture of fellowship. That's a connection there. Amen. Drawing closer to God to the point where I'm connected to God. But listen now, that's a voluntary connection. Yeah. Have you ever realized that when two hands are shaken, you know, somebody starts that, but then the other person's got to willfully reach out and connect with that hand, right? You understand what I'm saying? In other words, God has already initiated that. Right. Through Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It is extended to all mankind. Right. It is extended to all the world. God is not willing that any should perish. God would have all men to be saved. That hand of fellowship and relationship and connection is extended by God. But listen, you've got to extend your hand. You've got to draw near to that hand.
Right.
And that's the whole point of this theme this year, is drawing near to God through the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ. The fellowship. Last week, I spoke about that road that draws us near to God. Jesus is that road, amen? Yeah. He is the way, and He is the door to that road. He's the highway of holiness. He is the road to closer fellowship with God. We talked about salvation last week, being the only on-ramp to that road, if you will. He is the way to get on. And then we talked about the scripture, and boy, oh boy, we didn't even barely scrape the surface last week, but the fellowship with God through this precious book, the Word of God. This is the written Word. Jesus is the living Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Hallelujah. And we have God in this book right here. Every word of God, every precious word of God that He has given to you and to me is revealed through this book.
That's right.
There's nothing missing, folks. Turn off the television and your history channel and all of your garbage. There's nothing missing in this book. We don't need a new revelation. We don't need another testament. We don't need a book of this or the book of that. We've got the holy book of God. We don't need more. We certainly don't need less. We've got everything we need right here. And God wants us to fellowship with Him through this precious book. I mean, and listen, this is His Word. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. All Scripture is profitable. We don't need another book. We don't need more. We've got it all right here. Now, but the third means today, I want to talk about the third way of the drawing closer to God through fellowship is through the fellowship of the saints of God. Turn over to Acts chapter 2. The fellowship with, the fellowship of the saints of God. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Salvation, of course, is the first step. Then we've got the Scriptures. Now, the saints. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Then they that gladly received His, what? His Word. There it is. The fellowship starts there, church. They gladly received it, that salvation. They received His Word. There's the Scripture. They were baptized. That's important. We'll talk about that another day. The same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. This is church, amen. This is a body of believers. This is the church there in Jerusalem. And fear, verse 43, came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together. There's fellowship. Amen. You got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not going to have any fellowship with believers until you are a believer. Hallelujah. And then you can have all things, the Bible says, together, having all things in common. What communion does light have with darkness? None. None. But we have fellowship in the precious house of God. Hallelujah. Verse 45, excuse me, and sold their possessions and goods, parted them to all men, as every man had need. Everybody was getting involved in this. And they, verse 46, continuing daily with one accord. That means together. That means in the same direction. Hallelujah. That means they were not divided.
Yeah,
with one accord, together in unity in the temple, in breaking bread from house to house, they did eat their meat with gladness, notice, and singleness of heart. Their heart was even together.
Amen.
Man, I'm talking about fellowship with the saints of God. Amen. Praising God in verse 47, and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to that church daily such as should be saved. Now, I think that God's trying to tell us something here.
Yeah,
right. Amen. I think God's trying to tell us something. I'm talking about the fellowship among the brethren at the house of God.
Amen.
The local church where God has put you.
Yeah.
I want to look at a couple things today. If I can get through this, I'm going to try to move fast. But if not, we'll pick it up another time. But I want to look at two things here concerning the church. I'm talking about our church. Okay, I can't speak for any other church. I don't know anything about any other church. I'm speaking about this church you're sitting in right now. Amen. And that church that's scripturally sound, that's based on the Word of God. Two things, the beginnings of the church and the blessings of the church. Okay, quickly. I'm talking about, now don't forget, I'm talking about fellowship with the saints drawing us near to God.
Right.
Number one, quickly, the beginnings of the church, and I'm going to talk about the person behind the church. You know who I'm talking about, don't you? It's Jesus.
Amen.
The person behind this church, Jesus started the church. Look at verse 41. They that gladly received His Word, that's the Word of God, were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them. Now,
yep.
Many people believe the church started here, but that you don't add something to something that's not there. It was already started by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus gathered His apostles. Jesus called them unto Himself. Jesus said, follow Me and I'll make you fishers of men. He called them out of their fishing boats, out of their tax collectors. He called them out to follow Him. That's how the church started. Jesus Christ is the person behind the church.
Amen.
You understand, Jesus started the church with His disciples, and now here in Acts chapter 2, God is adding to what Jesus had already started, but Jesus is the one behind it all, not you, not me, certainly Jesus.
Amen.
And listen, when we draw near to the fellowship of the saints of God, we're drawing near to the one who started it all.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? It makes sense to me. I don't know if it makes sense to you, but it does. The church is Jesus started the church. The church is Jesus' body.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 1, I'm just going to read these to you. He hath put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body. He's the head and it's his body. If Jesus would have never come to earth, listen, in a human body, we would not have a church today.
That's right.
Yep. Jesus is the reason we have this church.
Right,
he's the person behind the church. It's not man-made. Jesus is the head. Jesus is the body. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 1, he is before all things, and by him all things, especially this church, consist. And he is the head of the body, the church. Listen, a body does nothing without the head.
That's right.
But the head can't do anything without the body.
Right.
Does that make sense to you? And I'm not blowing you away with my intellect, I know. But really, logic, I need a head, okay? But I sit a head on the shelf, what good is that head going to do?
Right.
I need a body to go with that head. And then together we have Jesus working in his church. He's the head and we're the body. And that's the beginnings. That's how it all started. That's the person behind the church. And when we draw near to the fellowship of the saints of God, we're drawing near to the body of Christ. We're drawing near to the head of Christ. He's the chief cornerstone of the church too.
Yeah, that's right.
Look over in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13. He's the foundation of the foundation. Amen? Let me explain that to you. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning in verse 13. But now, hallelujah, amen, yesterday's gone. Now I'm saved, glory to God. Now I'm in Christ Jesus. Ye who sometimes were afar off, let me tell you what, far off is an understatement. Amen. Look how we got nigh. Look how we got near to God. By the what? The blood of Christ. Listen, that's what I'm talking about. Listen, this church is all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. We've got nigh to God by the blood of Christ. In verse 14, he is our peace.
Amen.
Who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Now he's talking about the Jews and the Gentiles there in verse 15, but also us and God. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity. On that cross, hallelujah, the enmity was abolished. Even the law of commandments contained in ordinances. For to make in himself of twain two one new man. Hey, listen, you're a new man if you're saved. You're not who you used to be, glory to God. You're a new man. And so you can make peace. You can have peace with God, the peace of God. In verse 16, that he might reconcile both Jews and Gentiles unto God in one body. How? By the cross. You see what I'm talking about? I'm talking about Jesus is the one behind all of this. Having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. He's talking about Jews and Gentiles there. Listen now, verse 18. For through him, Christ, we all have access by one Spirit unto who? The Father, drawing nigh to God. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, glory to God. That's all you were. You were like an American going to France, trying to get along in France. You had no idea the culture. You had no idea the language. You didn't know anybody. You were a stranger. And you were a foreigner. You were weird. God, that's how we were when it came to God before Christ. Are you listening to me? We were foreigners, we were strangers, but now, in verse 19, we're fellow citizens.
Amen.
There's fellowship. Because we're fellow citizens, amen, with the saints. There's the saints, the household of God. There's the house of God. And we are built upon, notice the verse 20, the foundation of the apostles and prophets. What does that mean? That means the prophets were looking forward to Jesus, and the apostles were looking back to Jesus. But Jesus himself is the chief cornerstone in verse 20.
Right.
In whom, verse 21, all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. In whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Build it together. Do you see all the connection there? All the fellowship. It's all because of this one man, Christ Jesus. Behind the church. Behind it all is his blood. Behind it all is that old rugged cross. Hallelujah. He died so that we could become one with our Heavenly Father through his blood. Remember, we're talking about drawing near to God through the fellowship of the saints. Jesus is the reason behind this fellowship. It's all through him. It's all by him. It's all because of him. He's the foundation. He's the head. He's the body. It's his blood. It's Jesus.
Amen.
And if God's called us unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, which He has, then He's calling every Christian to be a solid, faithful member of their local church.
Yeah.
You're not going to draw near to God any other way.
Yeah.
You know, this doctrine is under attack. For this very reason. People are being taught today that, well, I'm saved, so I'm a member of the church. Where do you get that? That's not true. You're not a member of His body just because you got saved. You're a member of His kingdom. You're a citizen of heaven, but you're not a member of His local body. Listen, you're not a member of that body until you join that body.
Right.
You're not a member of a household until you're a member of that family.
That's right.
Now, you can visit all day long. And we love you. We want you to visit. We want you to keep visiting. But you need to get serious about joining the church.
Yeah.
Right.
You're never going to be a family, a part of the family. Now, we love you again, but you're not going to be able to be an active, involved, functioning member until you're a member.
Amen.
Think about it. I mean, the Bible talks about the household of God. You can go visit somebody and sit and eat supper and eat lunch and have a fellowship a little bit, but you're still going to have to go home. You're not a member of that family. You see? But that's good, but that's not the best. The best is to just decide, look, this is where God's put me, and I want the fellowship of the saints. I want it to be all that it can be. I'm going to join this church. I'm going to get near to God through the fellowship of this church. And Jesus is the reason you can do that. Hallelujah. Jesus is the person behind the beginning of the church. It's all Jesus. I want to say, number two, not just the person, but also the price. The price He paid. Look again, there it is in verse 13 in Ephesians chapter 2. Now in Christ Jesus, you were sometimes far off or made nigh by the blood of Christ. There's the price that was paid to purchase the church. Turn over to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20 this morning. Look at verse 28. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Not just the person behind or the person who is the beginning of the church, but the price that was paid. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock. There's the congregation, over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers. That's the church, amen. To feed the church of God, which He hath purchased with His own blood.
Right.
Now, wait a minute. I thought it said it was the blood of Christ. This said it's the blood of God. It's the same blood, folks.
Right.
He is God. Yeah, hallelujah. Listen, it's all over the Bible. The Trinity is all over the Bible. Yeah. If you'll just believe it, it's right there. He is God. He is Christ. It is His blood. It is His blood. It's all the same blood. But that blood had to be shed for our church to be here. That blood had to be shed for this to be a Bible-based, Bible-believing, amen, founded on Christ, body of Christ, led by the head of Christ, that blood had to be shed. That was a very high price. That's a very high dollar. Not just any blood. Not your blood. Not my blood that can be shed and nobody cares anything about it. Really, it just comes and goes. But this is the blood of Christ. This is the blood of the Lamb without blemish, without spot, holy and upright, never, never, never having sinned, yet He tasted death for all of us by the grace of God so that we might be able to come together as a church body.
Yeah.
There's a high price to pay for this. God's own blood shed on Calvary in His Son Jesus Christ. This is not an amusement park.
That's right.
This is the house of God that He paid for.
Amen.
This is not an entertainment center. This is not your living room. This is not a playground.
Amen.
You kids, listen to me.
Amen.
This is not a playground.
Amen.
That's why the preacher, you see preachers sometimes getting down, calling down kids and teenagers sometimes in the past because they won't sit still or they're not behaving or they're not respectful.
Right.
Listen, because this is not your house.
Amen.
This is not my house.
That's right.
This is a house of God
Amen.
That cost Him His
Amen.
Very blood.
Yeah.
And listen, I think we need to own up to that and realize that this is not just some entertainment center. This is the house of God
Amen.
That cost Him His own life.
That's right. Yes, right. Absolutely.
And so the fellowship, see, when we need to, I know the body of Christ, the church, the people, the building is not but listen, God's money paid for this building.
That's right.
God's money paying these lights.
That's right.
God's money put everything in it you see here.
That's right.
God's money. So no, the building's not the church, but God owns it.
That's right.
And we need to respect it.
Amen.
We need to revere it.
Amen.
We need to esteem it.
Amen.
We need to appreciate it.
Amen.
We don't need to spill our coffee all over it.
Amen. That's right. Help us. Amen.
I'm not being ugly. I want you to see these things. It cost Jesus his blood. It cost God his very own blood. This is not our living room. Listen, you do what you want in your house, but this is God's house.
Amen, brother.
And it ought to be treated as such.
That's right.
It was expensive. It was expensive for him, you understand?
Oh, yeah.
We need to come here, we need to be members of this church, but we always need to be aware of the fact that 1 Timothy 3:15 says we ought to behave ourselves in the house of God.
Amen.
Behave yourself in the house of God. Because the Bible says it's the church of the living God. Living God. He shed his blood, he died on that cross, but listen, 3 days later he rose again. He's alive today, and he's very aware of everything that goes on in his house. He's here. Amen. Glory to God. That's our desire. It's the pillar and the ground of the truth. This is why, again, like I said, sometimes the preacher gets strict on people, but it's not because I'm mean. It's because I think we need to get back to understanding what we're really dealing with here.
Uh-huh.
We're dealing with the church that God has given us.
Yeah.
The person Jesus Christ came from heaven to give his own life, his very blood, so that we can have what we have here today. Listen, I don't know. Maybe you could take it or leave it, but I don't agree with that. I love the church. I love coming to church. I love being around the people of God. I'll be here every time the doors are open. I'm here when the doors aren't open. I open the doors.
Amen. Amen.
Listen, this is not some light thing to me. You would not ever be everything that you could be. You would never be who you are without the church that God has given you.
Right.
The beginnings of it are very precious to me.
Amen.
Jesus, the person, the price was his blood. Listen, and we can have what we have today because of that. So as we draw near to the fellowship of the saints, we're drawing near to the one behind it all. The one who built it all. The one who laid the foundation, gave his life so we could have it. The beginnings, Jesus himself. Number two, the blessings. This is a lot longer, but there's a lot of them.
Amen.
Go back to Acts chapter 2. The blessings of the fellowship with the saints of God in the household of God. Acts chapter 2, go back there. Again, verse 41 says, they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. The first blessing I want you to see here, according to verse 42, is the preaching and the teaching in the church, the doctrine. The preaching and the teaching in the church, the doctrine. They continued in the same doctrine that they got from the apostles, the same doctrine that the apostles got from Jesus. You understand? They didn't change the doctrine. They didn't change what they taught. They didn't change what Jesus taught them. I want you to notice how the phrase doctrine and fellowship goes together. There's no comma there. If you got a comma, you need to throw that Bible away. There's the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, comma. The comma is after the fellowship because the doctrine and the fellowship go together.
Amen.
Amen. The doctrine and the fellowship go together. The preaching and the teaching of the sound doctrine of Jesus Christ, the same doctrine he gave his apostles, the same doctrine they passed on to us through this precious book here. That is the preaching and the teaching. That's the huge part of the fellowship.
Yeah.
You understand? We're all going in the same direction by the teaching and the preaching of this doctrine.
Right.
Now, if you find yourself going in a different direction, then you're out of fellowship. But if you'll just get yourself in fellowship with the church of God, the saints of God, and listen, we're going to preach and teach the doctrine of God.
Amen.
And that's fellowship, church. Listen, if you believe different things, you're going to be going all over different directions.
Yeah, right.
But when you find yourself centered on this book and this doctrine, it keeps everyone going in the same direction.
Amen.
It keeps everyone on the same page. And that's fellowship. That's the connection I'm talking about. You understand? When two people shake hands, again, let's look at that. Let's think about that. There's nothing in between there.
Yeah,
that's right.
There's nothing in between there. It's a connection without any hindrance. There's nothing between those two hands. Now, unless you slip in a $50 bill to your preacher or something.
Yeah.
That's fine, you know. But I'm just playing, y'all. It doesn't have to be 50. good night. There's nothing in between there. It's a connection. It's a solid connection. And listen, that's what I'm talking about. That doctrine has to be the same doctrine passed down from Jesus to the apostles, to us today, through the Word of God, through the Spirit of God. And that fellowship keeps us on the same page. We know what we believe.
That's
That's right.
Amen. Listen, you can go to any number of churches today and ask 10 different people. They wouldn't have a clue what they believe.
Right.
But if you will stay in fellowship with the saints of God in this church, you will know why you believe what you believe. Because you're going to hear the doctrine. You're going to, and that's going to bring fellowship. Because I'm going to know what Ethan believes. Ethan's going to know what I believe. So there's nothing between us. There's a connection there. There's fellowship. At least I'm going to know what you're supposed to believe anyway. I'm just kidding. It keeps everyone gathered around the same book, you see. Kind of gathered around the same nucleus. People aren't just ripping apart, trying to pull away from each other. Every time you miss a service, listen, you get out of step a little bit. Every time you miss Sunday school, every time you miss Sunday night, you get out of step. And that's what I'm talking about. See, the fellowship that God's given us is for a reason. There's a reason we have those services, so that you can have more of this doctrine and more of this fellowship, so you can draw closer to God.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
I don't think many people really understand that.
Yeah.
I really don't think you understand that. I think you think, well, I can just do it at home. And dear God, please, please walk with God at home.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the fellowship with the saints.
Yeah.
You can't replace that. Why? Listen, if you could do it any other way, why did Jesus have to die?
Right.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
Answer me that. You can't.
Right.
Because there's no replacement for it.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
There's not one.
Yep.
You see, I don't think people understand that. I don't think they're taught that. I don't think this preached anymore. I don't think they just think, well, I got saved and now everything's okay. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
God says it's good for me to draw near to God, and He's given me a church to help me.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
Help me do that.
That's right. Praise God.
The preaching and the teaching of that sound doctrine in that church, that's fellowship.
Yeah.
Because we all know why we're doing what we do. We all know what we believe. We all know where our foundation is. We all know who our head is. We learn and we grow together in unity.
Right.
Through the doctrine of the book that's preached and taught in this church. Again, I can't speak for every church. There's a lot of things being taught out there and again, we're not going to go there. That's not important. We're looking at the church that we have.
Amen.
And there's a fellowship here among the saints that you can't just replace with anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's the case, then please, again, answer me that question. Why did Jesus have to shed His blood so that we could have this? He didn't. Did he waste his blood? Because if you can do it any other way, he wasted his blood.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's not God. That's man-made.
Yep. Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's man-made theory.
Yep.
That's not truth.
Yeah.
He shed his blood. He paid for this because he knew this is what we needed. Yeah. And it cannot be substituted with anything else that man has come up with. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to realize that. We need to appreciate that. We need to love the church that God's given us. Love it to the place where we don't neglect it. We don't forsake it. You know, the Bible tells us that no man neglects his own body. No man hates his own body. But yet when we join the church, we're joining the body of Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. Maybe your body's not everything you want it to be.
Yeah.
Everything it used to be.
Right.
But, you know, the body of Christ is perfect.
Amen.
Do you want to be the one? I don't want to be the one to make it a little bit weaker.
Yeah.
Right.
You ever notice one pinky hurts, the whole body hurts? I got this tooth back here that just is not right. I feel it. My whole body feels it every day. Brother Washer's got some things he's going through and his aches and pains. And some of you, I mean, there's all, but you know it. One little ache and pain, your whole body knows it.
Right.
Jesus doesn't have any in his body. We're all sinners. We understand that. I'm not saying that. But I don't want to be the one who's willfully causing the body that I'm a member of to be weaker.
Yeah.
We ought to appreciate it more than that. We ought to love it more than that. I mean, I could go in all kinds of directions. You know, we ought not be the one that's not tithing.
Amen.
That's right, bro.
Yep.
We ought not be the one that's not praying.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to be the one that's not going. I don't want to be the one that's not coming to church.
Yeah.
I mean, do you understand it affects everybody when you're just not here?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Well, where's so-and-so?
Come on.
I don't know. Nobody told me anything.
Come on,
preacher. It affects everybody. I know it's getting real quiet. That's okay.
Yeah.
But why do you want to be that person?
Yeah.
Why are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Why are you okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you not appreciate what God's given you?
Amen.
I'm not trying to be ugly. I just want you, again, this is not being taught.
Sorry.
This is not being taught. But this is the body of Christ. This is Jesus' blood shed. Now, why is it so easy for you just to say, well, I'm not going?
Right. Come on, help us. Yeah. Preach.
It shouldn't be that easy.
Yeah.
It should bother you.
Right.
More than anything else, God get His blood for this.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Again, you're going to do what you want to do. You're an adult. I can't stop you.
Yeah.
But dear God, why is it so easy? Now, you don't miss work just because you feel like it.
Yeah. Oh, preaching.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
It's optional to go to church.
Come on.
Come on. No wonder things are the way they are.
Come on. Yeah. That's right.
No wonder America is where it's at.
Yep.
Right. I mean, you're the Christians.
Preach it.
We're the believers.
Yep.
And church is optional.
Come on. Uh-huh. Come on.
I mean, you really think we're going to get anywhere like that?
Yeah.
Are you going to get anywhere? I'm not. I mean, if it's optional, preacher, anybody heard from Brother Fogg? Well, he didn't feel like coming today.
No.
Well, you wouldn't be okay with that.
That's right.
So why is it okay when you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on, preacher. Help us.
I mean, No. We're all just believers.
Right.
We're all just children of God. We're all blood-bought sinners. So why is it okay when you do it?
Amen.
You wouldn't accept that. You'd never come back if you heard the preachers just didn't come because he didn't feel like it. Why is it okay for you then?
Yeah.
Listen, we need to get a hold of what's going on. This is the church that Jesus died for.
That's right.
It's not some, take it or leave it. Why is it so easy? I don't think, maybe a lot of people just don't understand. But I'm trying to help you understand that there's a reason that we have this church.
Yeah.
And there's a big price that was paid. And there's a whole lot of things that you're missing when you make it optional.
Yeah,
right.
You're not going to draw near to God like that.
That's right.
You might as well forget it. But I don't want you to forget it. I want you to learn it. I want you to love it. I want you to get in on it. I mean, that's why we're here. That's why He did it. I didn't start this thing. He did. I didn't give my life for this. He did.
Right.
I'm not behind all this. Jesus is.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not trying to be ugly. Please don't misunderstand me. Forget that. There's no point in being ugly. I'm trying to help you see that you're missing out on what God has given you.
Yeah.
If you just make church optional.
Yeah.
No. Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
What are you going to do instead? I'm just going to sit at home. Why?
No.
Just think about that. Think about that. Why is it so easy to make church optional? The preaching and teaching in the church, the fellowship, it makes everybody, puts everybody on the same page. When you miss a service and I go talking about a service that we had, you're like, what? I wasn't there. What do you mean? See, it's just, you start lagging behind.
That's right.
I'm just trying to help you this morning. I don't want you to get upset, okay, please. I mean, if you get upset, don't get upset with me. I'm telling you what the Bible says.
Amen.
The blessings, it's a blessing to be a member of a church. Let's not forget what we're talking about here.
Amen.
The preaching and the teaching of that doctrine in the church. Number two, not just the Bible says, the apostles' doctrine and fellowship in breaking of bread, notice, and in prayers. The prayer times in your church.
Amen.
What sweet fellowship it is to pray with the saints. The prayers here in verse 42 are mentioned. They're prayers while they're together as a church. Now, there's secret prayer and there's private prayer, and there needs to be, but you will never be closer to your church family than when you participate in the fellowship of praying together.
Right.
Praying together.
Amen.
Now, I'm talking about we pray at 8:30 in the morning on Sundays. We pray at 9:45 in Sunday school before we get started. We pray at 5 o'clock on Sunday nights before church. We pray every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock.
Amen.
We pray together as a church. Now listen, that's a sweet time of drawing people together, connecting people's hearts together in singleness of heart.
Amen. Amen.
Prayer time with your church. Listen, that's a blessing because, again, you're sitting with people that believe like you believe. They know where you're at. You know where they're at. They're just sinners like you are. And then you come together in prayer. And you know what you're doing is you're drawing nigh to God together.
Right.
You're drawing nigh to God together. And that's fellowship. That's connection between two people that you wouldn't have.
Yep.
Where are you going to get that otherwise?
Amen.
Think about that. Where are you going to get that? Well, I'm just going to go to a prayer meeting down here at the coffee shop. Yeah, you're going to have Buddhists, you're going to have Mormons, you're going to have Jehovah's Witness. That's not, you can't have a connection there. Because the doctrine is everywhere on the map.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when you're in your church, and the doctrine's the same, and you're praying together in fellowship with each other. Are y'all with me this morning?
Amen.
I'm talking about the blessings of drawing near to God through the fellowship of the saints in the church.
Amen.
The prayer times. We have special men's prayer meetings. I remember the last one. It was very special.
Amen.
It's a Friday night, and we prayed over here in this little room. There was about 15 of us, and it was too crowded, and it was too hot.
Amen.
But it didn't matter, because heaven came down.
Amen. Praise God it did.
Heaven came down.
Yes.
And you know, those of you who are here, you were changed.
Right.
You know that.
That's right, brother.
You were changed by that.
Amen.
Now you tell me where else that's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen anywhere else.
Right.
Other than in your church, in fellowship with the saints of God in your church.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to help us today understand there's so many blessings in fellowship with the saints of God in His house. I want you to notice thirdly, in verse 43, fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Not just the preaching and teaching of the in the church, not just the prayer times in the church, but simply, listen, the power of God. The power of God on this church.
Amen.
I'm not talking about doing signs and wonders here. These were spiritual gifts given to the apostles for the Jews. And if you'll stay faithful in church, we'll get to that one of these days. And many of you have already heard that. But the point of this, we're talking about here, this is the Holy Spirit power being manifested in this church during the time of their togetherness.
That's right.
Let me say that again. This is the Holy Spirit power being manifested to them. Listen, everybody, pay attention to me, okay? Pay attention so we can all be focused here, okay? Let's not worry. See, you're all distracted, I can tell right now.
Mom.
You're just not listening.
Mom, help us.
That's not unity, guys. Listen, fellowship, togetherness. Pay attention to what the Holy Spirit's trying to say, okay? Prayer times together, but then the Holy Spirit of God gets involved.
Amen.
Okay? The Holy Spirit of God gets involved. But see, right now, there's just not a real, there's not a good spirit right here in this church right now.
Oh.
We're not together. Something's wrong. Because there are times, and Brother Josh, you know, some of you who are faithful, you know, there are some services we're here and the Holy Spirit of God just shows up in a special way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know how that happens? Is that when we're all together.
Yeah.
When we're all in unity and spirit.
Amen.
And there's a bond of peace. And we're all listening for the Spirit of God. But what I think is some of the things I just said a few minutes ago have made some of you angry at me. And you're dividing against us. Why? I'm just going to be honest with you. Why?
Amen.
Come on.
What did I say to you that's making you get just, okay, no more. Shut me off.
Come on. Help us, preacher.
I'm talking about the blood of your Savior.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the one who gave His life so you didn't have to rot in hell.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the fact that He gave us this church.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, preacher.
And as I preach, the spirit of unity is just evaporating. People are looking around. They're doing other things. What's wrong?
Come on.
You see, this is what Satan wants.
Yeah, that's right.
God brings us together for fellowship and unity and connection and singleness of heart. But yet you're worried about what they think, and you're worried about what you're going to do, and you're worried about what the preacher said. And this is a perfect illustration of what the devil is working on doing to every single person in this church.
Yes, sir.
Dividing you against the brethren.
That's right. Yep. That's right, preacher.
Why?
Come on, help.
Whatever it is that's bothering you, listen, just lay it aside and let God be God.
Amen.
And let Jesus' blood be the healing power that it needs to be.
Amen.
I mean, listen, there's not anything more important than what's being said right now from God's Word.
Amen.
Don't worry about what you're going to do after church.
Right?
Listen to God.
Amen.
Don't listen to me. Listen to the Word of God. Bear witness. Let the Holy Spirit bear witness with your spirit that you're a child of God and that there's unity in the fellowship with the saints of God. Listen, stop letting everything else destroy that.
Amen.
I don't want this church to end up like every other church.
Sure.
Well, it's just about me.
Come on.
This was nothing. This whole scene right here in Acts chapter 2, it can be summed up in one word: unity.
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
Unity.
Yep.
Amen.
They're together, single in their heart, connected, together, fellowship.
Amen.
They weren't. They even sold what they had and gave it to anybody that. I mean, I'm not asking you to do that.
Come on, preach.
There would be nobody left if I asked you to do that.
Come on. Help us.
But that ought to be our spirit.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. That ought to be our spirit.
Amen.
We're in this thing together.
That's right.
Amen.
Not me against you.
Amen.
Come on.
That's Satan.
Yeah. That's right.
Satan is the accuser of the brethren, the divider of the brethren.
Right. Yep.
Jesus is the one. Look, together in fellowship, saints have power.
Yeah.
That's right. Yep.
And it happens in church.
Amen.
Yeah. Come on.
Church.
Come on. Yep.
Unity.
Yeah.
Connected.
Amen.
Nothing between me and my Savior.
Amen.
Don't worry about what everybody else is doing right now.
Amen.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what everybody else is thinking right now.
Yeah.
Just gather around the Word of God.
Amen.
And unite your spirit with God's Spirit. And let the power of God help you.
Amen.
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 Nothing I've said this morning is to hurt you.
Amen.
I just read straight out of the Bible.
Amen.
God is not here to hurt us.
That's right. Come on, preacher. Help us.
If you disagree with God, okay, you're going to lose.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
You're going to lose.
Yeah.
I don't want you to lose. Is that clear? I don't want you to lose.
Amen.
Amen.
God doesn't want you to lose.
That's right.
That's why He says all this. That's why He gave us this church.
Amen.
Don't let not your heart be troubled, He said. You believe in God, believe also in me.
Amen.
You see, Jesus said that.
Amen.
Jesus, the living Word of God.
Amen.
Jesus, the person behind the church of God. Jesus, the one who shed His blood so we could have this.
Yeah.
Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it.
Amen.
He doesn't want to hurt you.
Amen.
But you're hurting yourself when you don't let you, when you don't allow yourself to just have the fellowship, the unity with the church of God, where your brethren and sisters are seated together. Listen, we're all here. We should be all here for one thing: to glorify the one who gave us life.
Amen. Yes.
That's right. Amen.
God will help you. God will answer your prayers. God will speak to you. God will give you strength and grace. Yes, 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 yes. Thank God for it. But ultimately, we ought to be here for the glory of God.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
And that way we'll be together.
Amen.
Amen.
I hope you understand what I'm saying this morning. I'm not mad or fussing anybody. I just don't want you to forget the whole point of the church.
Yeah.
It's not so you can get what you want when you want it and then leave it the rest of the time. It's the glory of God. He gave it to you.
Amen.
He deserves more than that.
That's right.
Amen.
Not me. You don't come here for me.
Right.
If you do, you won't last, because I'm going to mess up just like everybody else. Yeah. But you come here for the glory of God, because He's never failed you. He never will fail you.
Amen.
Right.
Many of you wouldn't even be saved if it wasn't for this church.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
It's not me. That's the one who gave it to you. Jesus. His blood. His help. His grace. His salvation. And now He's giving you a church, listen, to help you stay strong. To help you stay together. To help you stay in fellowship with Him.
Amen.
But you see, when you start dividing yourself against the saints, you start going in the wrong direction.
That's right. Amen.
Everybody here is a sinner.
That's right.
Everybody here is a sinner.
Yep. Yep.
I'm the chiefest of sinners. Everybody here is a sinner.
Amen.
Don't come to church with stones in your hands to cast them at people.
Amen.
Come to church with grace in your heart.
Yes.
And a song on your lips and a praise for God. Thank you, Jesus, for my brother. Thank you, Jesus, for my sister. You know, the Bible says that if we don't love the brother who we can see, then there's no way we love God.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Yep. Come on.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
I'm talking about that person you don't like.
Yes.
You know, sometimes God puts people in church on purpose that just rub you wrong.
Amen. Right.
Why, preacher? Because He's proven your heart.
That's right.
Amen.
None of this is in my notes.
Come on, man, preacher.
Preacher, I just don't like so-and-so. Okay. Is he a brother in Christ? Well, I think so. Is he a member of your church? Well, yeah. Okay, that's God proving your heart.
Amen.
Sure is.
Amen.
If you can love him or her, then you can love God.
Amen.
Amen.
By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples.
Amen.
By the love you have one toward another.
Amen.
Jesus said that to his apostles,
right,
not to the world.
Right.
Not to the lost people. He said that to his apostles. He said, by this shall all the world know that you are my apostles,
right,
by the love you have one for another.
Yep. Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
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 He didn't talk to, he wasn't talking to the world.
Right.
That's right.
That's right.
There's so much that God wants to do with the church.
Yep.
There's so many blessings that God has for His churches, His people, that you cannot find, you cannot replace with anything in this world.
Right. That's right.
But yet there's also, obviously, a real adversary.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Because if this is that big that Jesus would die for it, don't you think maybe it gets Satan's attention?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think maybe Satan would love to divide you against it?
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen to the Holy Spirit today.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Let God help you.
Amen.
This is a bigger deal than just a few chairs in a building.
Amen.
I'm just not some kind of Looney Tune who somebody's paying money to torture you. This is God's church.
Amen.
Amen.
This is God's plan for His saints to have fellowship with Him.
Amen.
I don't want you to miss out. If Jesus loved the church enough to give His life, and you say you love Him.
Yes. Amen.
See, if you'll love the church that He died for, you'll be a lot closer to Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
If it's take it or leave it, well, how close are you to Him?
Amen.
You see what I mean? That's all God wants to say. There's a real fellowship with the saints that will draw you real close to God. But there's also a real enemy that fights it.
Yep.
Listen to God.
Amen.
Father in heaven, Lord, that's the message today. Father, it has to be you that does the work. Lord, there's so many blessings. I didn't get to any of them, Lord, but I pray that you would help your people to understand that whatever is between them and the fellowship of the saints is between them and you. And Lord, I don't want, again, I pray that you would not let anyone misunderstand me, Father. But Lord, I'm trying to help your people draw near to you like they've never been before. Father, there's people in this church that we need to just forgive. We need to forgive, humble ourselves and say, no more division. I forgive. I forget. It's over. That's my brother. That's my sister. That's our church body. Lord, I know how Satan works. Please, God, today, would your Holy Spirit settle in on this place and let us draw nigh to you. Let us not